Well, let's talk about a common complaint heard from municipal officials over the past couple of decades, actually probably 3 decades. It's one certainly I heard when I was a reporter since the 90s, and I think maybe that's where the trend originally started. Essentially, city councillors say the provincial and the federal government have downloaded and offloaded provincially mandated and federally mandated services to local government without sufficiently, if at all, matching the services with funding. Now, that can include road maintenance and replacement, homelessness, wildlife, policing, mental health, and transit. Those are some of the services they feel that have been downloaded to the municipal governments. Over the years, the cost cutting has resulted in communities being pressured to address the service gaps to the extent that limited local government funds are being used to fund provincially, even federally mandated services, negatively impacting, of course, your local city hall's ability to adequately address core local government services. Now, city halls across BC are deep in the middle of budgeting and looking at what type of property tax increases they will be announcing. Well, our next guest is asking New Westminster Council to tally and quantify what downloading is actually costing local taxpayers. It's something the City of Vancouver has also done. Joining me now is Daniel Fontaine, a city councillor in New Westminster. Daniel, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
So what prompted this? Was there a particular event or a service that you're sort of looking at that said, you know what, we've got to quantify this? What prompted this?
Well, there were two things that prompted it. Firstly, the 2023 budget process is well underway now. So as a new city councillor, I'm getting briefed on all the various budget items that are being prepared. And needless to say, you know, one of my concerns or questions is how much of what's being presented to me is actually responsibility of senior orders of government that are being funded by local ratepayers. So that was one thing that triggered it. And also perhaps a more high profile expenditure that kind of triggered some of that discussion as well. And that related to a $650,000 toilet, public toilet, which is being installed in Hayek Square. And we know that that public toilet is being put in there to address many of the social issues that, you know, the unhoused and the homeless are facing in downtown New Westminster, because many of them don't have housing, they don't have access to social housing, etc. And so the City of New Westminster ratepayers are now going to be funding a $650,000 toilet, plus I believe a couple of full-time jobs to staff the toilet. And it, obviously that got me thinking, it's much bigger than that one particular piece of infrastructure, and we can't quantify it. Unlike the City of Vancouver, the City of New West has not quantified and actually put on paper how much we are spending as local ratepayers for programs that really should be picked up, the tab should be picked up by senior orders of government.
So hang on, walk me through this toilet you're speaking of. So is this a new expenditure then?
Absolutely a new expenditure. There is a temporary one that's been put up right now down on Front Street, but this is a new expenditure. We were just briefed on in council about it a few weeks ago, and it'll be I believe it's about $650,000, I think is what it's being estimated. It'll be a public toilet right in Hayek Square, right next to the War Memorial. And it's being put there because there is such a need downtown for access to public toilets, because we're getting complaints from a lot of our local businesses down there. And we also know that many of the social service agencies are indicating that a lot of the homeless and those who are unhoused simply do not have any place to go to the washroom. So,
and you have 2 full-time employees who are watching this toilet, part of the cleaning, whatever it may be, I don't know, but you have 2 full-time staff responsible for the care and upkeep of that toilet.
That's what I'm advised. So we will have to hire those people because the toilet obviously hasn't been installed yet. It'll be installed, I believe, later this year, perhaps into the springtime. And then there will be staff there on site 24/7 to monitor, to clean, and to make sure that the toilet is well maintained, all of which will be costed out, and the costs will be passed on to local ratepayers to pick up. And I can assure you, Jez, we're going to have a very tough budget decision this spring, because we're looking at, you know, our police budget alone, they've requested, I think, 12% increase in the police budget. And that's just one department. We haven't even started on the other departments yet. So So suffice to say, I'm very interested in seeing which of these expenditures the province and the federal government should be picking up, and I think that is one of them.
So, I mean, housing and homelessness has always been a challenge. In this case, because of the house, we've been out of the housing business, we being the federal government, the provincial government have been out of the business. They've downloaded. I would agree with you on that. But that challenge is always going to be there. What do you say to the argument that part of the problem is also local councils? Now, I'm not saying New Westminster specifically, but local councils have also have gotten away from their core business. And what I mean by that is garbage pickup, potholes, and community centers. That's what you should be focusing on. And I'm not complaining about a New West council here. But local councils have also now think they're in the climate change business. They've also gotten, and maybe this is more Vancouver, but parking taxes and empty cup fees. Mm-hmm. It could be Stanley Park, whatever it may be. The city councils have also caused some of this problem because they should stick to the core basics. And some would argue the last municipal election, certainly here in Vancouver, was citizens saying, get back to basics. I don't need to worry. I care about climate change, but charging me a parking tax or an empty cup fee isn't the issue. Don't you think some of this also is about city councils and city halls getting back to basics as well, rather than just blaming senior levels of government?
Oh, I will absolutely agree with you, vehemently agree. I think many city councils have taken on roles of things that simply are not within their jurisdiction and for which they do not have the adequate funding to pay for it. For example, you mentioned climate change. The ratepayers, we have our own electrical utility in New Westminster, so we have our own kind of outside of BC Hydro, and we charge our citizens. Our citizens pay a 3.5% climate action levy on their hydro, which is different than if you're in Burnaby and Coquitlam. So our council, we have taken on extra items, and we're also charging our citizens for those extra items. And all I'm saying, and I'm glad council passed the motion this week, I was very pleased to see that, and I thank my colleagues for supporting the motion. We will be able to quantify all the things you talked about, Jazz, in terms of like the city of Vancouver did. And the figure was staggering in the city of Vancouver.
How much?
If you look back to that report, it was $230 million of expenditures that they could quantify in 1 year in 2021. And that did not include any of the capital expenditures. I think the total amount was $353 million. So I would dare say that if we run through a similar exercise in the city of New Westminster, the local ratepayers will probably have their jaws drop when they see what expenditures we are picking up in terms of stuff that should be done by senior orders of government.
Well, and so you've brought this forward, they've supported it, and so over the next few weeks, in New Westminster citizens, they will get a sense of what they're paying for that perhaps should be covered by the provincial government, even potentially the federal government.
Yeah, unfortunately, it won't be a few weeks. Council did amend the motion. I did ask for it to be part of the 2023 budget cycle. Unfortunately, it's coming late in the game, so staff indicated they weren't able to produce that kind of analysis before the 2023 budget cycle. But rest assured, I'm anticipating something before the summertime, and the public will see the report and be able to digest it, and we'll be able to debate it in council. And perhaps it will prove a very strong argument for us to go to Victoria and Ottawa and to try to meet those gaps, and also perhaps, as you said, have a discussion as to what areas we should and should not be in as a civic government.
Daniel, thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.